Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Franklin Stubbs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darrell Hamilton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting eighth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Kevin Brown. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Thurman. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carmelo Martinez. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Curt Stillwell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Pecota. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Terry Shumpert. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Tom Gordon. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McFarlane moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sviam fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. McFarlane moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McRae. Yount reaches second base with a double. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Stubbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. Stubbs moves to second. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Randolph strikes out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Surhoff hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pecota settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to second. 1 out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pecota hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Shumpert hits a pop-up towards first. Stubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sviam strikes out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Gantner moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thurman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thurman strikes out. 1 out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stubbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stubbs hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darrell Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kirk Gibson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carmelo Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Gibson moves to second. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stillwell bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to third. Martinez moves to second. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Pecota is 0-for-1 in the game. Pecota hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-1, Royals. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shumpert is 0-for-1 in the game. Shumpert hits a line drive towards third. Gantner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thurman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thurman hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviam takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gantner hits a line drive towards third. Pecota reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. McRae reaches second base with a double. Mike McFarland batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McFarland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McFarland hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Yount. McFarland reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. It's 4-1, Royals. Jim Hunter now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McFarland moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stubbs fields it and throws to home to get McFarland. Tartabull moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Carmelo Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to third. Gibson moves to second. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph fields it and throws to second for the out. Tartabull scores. Gibson moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Royals. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pecota is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pecota strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stubbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Terry Shumpert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Shumpert is 0-for-2 in the game. Shumpert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thurman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thurman hits a ball on the ground for a single. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hunter fires to first and picks off Thurman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground for a single. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Randolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Randolph hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hamilton moves to second. Two outs. Dale Sviam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McFarlane is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tartabool is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tartabool hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gibson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gantner strikes out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Carmelo Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stillwell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hunter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Pecota is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pecota hits a fly ball into right field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stubbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shumpert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Darrell Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stubbs moves to second. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Randolph is 0-for-3 in the game. Randolph strikes out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stubbs scores. Hamilton moves to second. It's 5-2, Royals. Dale Sviam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sviam is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sviam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hamilton scores. Surhoff moves to third. It's 5-3, Royals. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-4 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Surhoff scores. Sviam moves to second. It's 5-4, Royals. Mark Davis now pitching. Gary Sheffield pinch hits for Jim Gantner. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sheffield takes first base on ball 4. Sviam moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground for a single. Sviam scores. Molitor moves to third. Sheffield moves to second. It's Brewers, 5, Royals, 5. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Dempsey now catching. B.J. Surhoff now playing third base. Chuck Krim now pitching. Warren Cromarty pinch hits for Terry Shumpert. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich pinch hits for Gary Thurman. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Royals 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich now playing left field. Nelson Liriano now playing second base. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stubbs for the out. One out. Dante Bichette pinch hits for Darrell Hamilton. Dante Bichette batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bichette takes first base on ball 4. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Randolph is 0 for 4 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bichette moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sviam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sviam hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of McRae who is chasing the ball. Sviam reaches third base with a triple. Bichette scores. Randolph goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Brewers. Steve Crawford now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Dante Bichette now playing right field. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McFarlane is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McFarlane bunts towards third. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Plesac now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Gibson takes first base on ball 4. Julio Macardo now pitching. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Martinez strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.